Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Today, we have the pleasure of hosting Max from ASTA, who will tell us what exactly it is and what offers it provides to students that is one of the most important elements of an active student lifestyle on campus.
Hi, I'm Max, 22 years old and in my fifth semester of cultural studies here at Leuphana. And the reason I'm here today is because I'm one of the three spokesperson of the ASTA, and yeah, I'm very glad to be here and to like talk a little bit about the things that we do at ASTA to help students here in Lüneburg.
I'm also very happy that you're here. And I'm going to start from like very basic questions. Yes. And my first one is, what is ASTA actually? What does it mean?
That's a really good question. ASTA is a German abbreviation. It stands for Allgemeiner Studentinnenausschuss, which in English translates to General Students Committee. And the ASTA is here to represent the cultural, the social, and the political needs of the students. We are the three spokesperson of ASTA, and we have 14 societies that do like the topical work, lots of different societies. Maybe we're going to talk about them later.
Yes, it's one of my questions.
And we also have around 40 employees working at the office or 40? At our own 40, yes.
Oh, wow. That's actually quite a lot. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. And they are like all working in the office, at our own bike shop and that stuff. And yes, we're just here to help you make your studies as good as possible, to do cultural events, to help you with our services.
How is the ASTA organized?
Yes, the ASTA is organized mainly by the three to four spokespeople every year. In this year, this is myself and Nell and Dominic, who are like the heads of ASTA, kind of, and we're organizing the different societies and the employees working at our services. Then we have 14 societies with a speaker for each societies and up to two co-speakers. And then, of course, the people that make up the societies.
Yes.
Just every student can take part in forming a society. We have lots of different societies where you can take part. And then we have our 40 employees that just help keep this machine running, kind of, at the office, for example, but they also provide lots of services, for example, like at our bike shop Konrad, where you can repair your bike, and they'll help you with that.
Yes, that's from where my next question comes from. So what actually kind of societies ASTA consists of? I don't really need you to tell me all of the names, but like some exemplary ones.
Yes, we have a lot of different societies, like from all fields that you maybe want to engage in. We have cultural societies, for example, like Vacuum. Maybe some of the students have already heard about them. They're doing like parties and cultural events, especially in our own ASTA building in Building 9. And they organize these things. We have our sustainability society, Ökologisch. They, for example, they often do a vegan brunch on some Sundays and do informative talks or some things like that about sustainability issues. And of course, we also have the International Society, which is made up by mainly international students that try to represent the needs of international students at Leuphana and organize events to come together and get to know new people which is also a really nice job. And then we have our, we call them structural societies that care about our employees and about the finances of ASTA, but they are rather not so spectacular like the other ones, where you can also like really get involved and yeah, visit their events that they have and then also maybe take part. For example, we also have our radio society that produces a radio show every 2 weeks. It's called Kater Frühstück. And yeah, you can be a radio moderator and just go there and create your own radio show. So
yes,
these are some
so
really
awesome.
Nice opportunities, I think.
When I was reading on your website, there was like separate section for societies and offers. So they're kind of not the same thing, right?
And not really. They tend to do some similar things, but not really, yeah. Because the societies are people that work on an honorary basis. They don't get paid for what they do, and it's just like you get together and you bring in your ideas, and then you like can just be free in organizing whatever event or talk or whatever you want to do. And the services or the office, other office that we have, they are mainly run by our employees. So, for example, we have the ASTA office where you can lend out stuff for your next party with your flatmates. We have like big sound boxes, for example, that you can lend. Or we have Konrad, our own bike shop next to the Mensa, where you can go in if you have a problem with your bike and you can fix it yourself, but they are also there to help you, which is really nice to also learn something about fixing bikes. And yeah, like different other stuffs that we have. We have daycare for students with children that need daycare while they're visiting their lectures.
Is it the one that is next to the Mensa building?
Yes, it's called Edistu. Yeah, and they take really good care of your children.
That's so awesome that something like that actually exists. Yes.
Yes, like that's the part mainly about our social, that we need to represent the social needs of the student body. And that's what we try to do with all these services. We also have a legal advice, for example, if you're having trouble with your landlord or just any other legal questions you want to ask, then you can come to our free legal advice sessions with a lawyer here from Lüneburg, and they try to help you. We have a finance consultation office when you struggle with financing your studies and you want to learn more about like these way too complicated systems like BAföG, then we have one expert for that. And this all, yeah, kind of comes together in the whole big thing that ASTA really is.
And is Unikino and Theatre Society also parts of ASTA offers?
They are societies, so you can really get involved in them. The Theatre Society normally does one big theatre piece every year. And yeah, normally at the beginning of each winter semester, each society has like a first meeting where new people can go, and you can get to know the people that organize the societies, the speakers, and you can get to know them and get to know what the plans for the semester are. But you can also, I'd really encourage you to also like put in your own opinion and to like also shape the things that you want to do. For example, at Unikino, they have these regularly weekly showings in semester time, but they also do, for example, they do some special nights together with other societies about sustainability issues, about queer topics, for example. And yeah, you can also bring your ideas into this if you have a really great film in mind that you want to show or organize a discussion. Next to that, you can always contact the societies. You can find the contact data also on our website. And yeah, you can bring, students are always encouraged to bring in their own ideas and yeah, to shape the societies, because that's really what ASTA is. ASTA is nothing that can exist without the student body.
Exactly.
All the employees are mainly students. We are students as well. And it really consists of people that want to get involved and that want to spend their free time with, yeah, like getting involved in university politics and university life.
So am I getting a right impression that those societies mainly consist of flat hierarchies?
Yeah, it really is. We really want to have the optimal case would be to have none hierarchies, really. That doesn't really work. But yeah, we have really flat hierarchies. So we always want to talk on the same level and on the same ground. And I think that's also really important to create a nice, encouraging and inclusive atmosphere, because we really want to feel everybody included and that everybody can speak up for themselves and share their opinion. That's really important to us.
Yes, that's really great. Okay. So what are your advice on getting involved in the university life, especially if you're like the first semester student just arrived to a country that have never been before, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really overwhelming at first to get to Lüneburg, get to the campus, meet all your fellow students, and I can absolutely understand that that is really overwhelming. It was for me as well when I started here 2.5 years ago. But yeah, I think the only advice really is just get in there, just go to mainly at the start of the winter semester. There's always, for example, we also always have the market of possibilities where you can meet a lot of initiatives, a lot of ASTA societies as well. They always have like meetups regularly, and especially also for new people that want to get involved. And yeah, just try different things out, try different ways how you can get involved, because I think that's what university also really is about. It's this great time in your life and this great opportunity where you can really shape things and start new things, and you can also learn a lot with the work that you do in societies. It's a very important job, and I think it's really nice that we have these opportunities here in Germany to really get involved with the things. And yeah, also one of the main reasons why I decided to become one of the spokesperson of ASTA is like to really try to create possibilities for people to get involved and for people to make their ideas and make their dreams come true, hopefully.
Oh, that's so nice.
Can get into these councils together with also the teachers and the staff here at Leuphana, and you discuss mainly how you think this university should look like. And in the best case, you can also there bring in your ideas, and together we can really shape this university. And because university in Germany, I would say the idea of university is not like a top-down system with the teachers, and below the teachers are the students. But in an ideal case, it should be that the teachers, the staff, and the students create a community together and create this university community and shape this university together. And that's what the people in these councils are fighting for every week. Yeah, it's a really important job, and for this there are also groups that form at the beginning of each semester that you can meet up or get involved. For example, also with the student parliament, they also always inform about what they're doing. And this is like a whole other side. So we have like our cultural, our mainly fun side, kind of, and the other side, the political side, also can be lots of fun, but of course it's also political work, which also is fun, but it's a different kind of work. Okay. But they are both really nice, and I always try to encourage students to really try out different things and try both of those, because they are all really important, and they all make this campus feel alive and make this campus feel like our campus that it should be.
Oh, thank you so much for telling about that. It was like, it's really a lot of information. Yeah. but bouncing back to the topic of advice for students,
yes.
I wanted to ask about ASTA's newsletter, because I think it's like a point that actually a lot of students find very, very helpful to like keep track on what is going on at the very moment with all those culture events and things like that.
Yes, like Asta has different channels where we always tell about the things that are going on campus, but also off campus in the city of Lüneburg. We have our newsletter that goes out every Friday with different cultural events, with also general information that the student body might need on campus mainly, but also with different events that are happening in Lüneburg. And of course, we also have our social media channels, mainly on Instagram. You can find us, and yeah, there's also always the newest information about the events that are going on, other information that might be important for you to know as a student here in Lüneburg. Yeah, and it's really, really nice just to like get a brief overview on what's happening.
Yes, I think it's really, really helpful. Not just for me, but for a lot of students. Okay, there are a few more things I would like to ask you about. And the first one is, how does semester ticket and semester ticket Kultur work?
Yes, the semester ticket is a really nice thing, I guess. Often people wonder, like, why are we paying so much semester fee, right? Like, right last week you had to pay the yes. semester fee for summer semester, and it's really a lot of money.
However, if you, like, compare it to different countries, then actually around 400 euros
yeah.
for a semester is not really a lot, I think, yeah.
Yes, and the nice thing is that around 100 euros from this 300 euros is your semester ticket, and the semester ticket is a ticket for the regional trains all around Lower Saxony and the buses here in Lüneburg. And especially the part that you can travel with all regional trains around Lower Saxony is really nice, I think, because yeah, you can go visit the North Sea, you can go visit the Baltic Sea, you can go visit Hamburg, visit Hanover, visit all these different cities, and you already have your ticket. You can just jump onto the next train and like also get to see what's going on around. And yeah, I think that's a really nice opportunity for students to, and especially also for international students to get around and experience Lower Saxony and Germany.
I think it was especially very helpful during the 9 euro ticket
yeah,
event.
I
think
course.
The students went everywhere. yes, during
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Time.
That's also, that was a nice time.
And
that's true.
Do you perhaps know if in other lands, like, states of Germany, semester ticket works the same way, that you can get it and travel around the whole state for free? Or
like most of the times it really depends on the states, but also on the universities, whether they have the semester ticket or not. But for example, in North Rhine-Westphalia, there also is like a semester ticket for the whole state. That's what I know. It really depends. You always mm-hmm. have to look like on the website of your university or the ASTA of your university, and they can tell you about whether you have a ticket and where this ticket works to travel around. Yeah, and then we also have semester ticket Kultur. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's also a really, really nice project we've been doing for the last years. And semester ticket Kultur enables you to get free access to museums in Lüneburg. Lüneburg is known as the Salt City, and there's also a museum for about the history of Lüneburg and the history of salt in Lüneburg, which is really interesting, or another museum about the general history of the town of Lüneburg, where you can get free access with your semester ticket. And you can also get free tickets for the theater when you arrive, like half an hour. And if there's still tickets left, those tickets, you can get them for free as a student of Leuphana, which is like a really nice project to also, where we try to get people not only to experience the student culture, we also are self-organized, which is really nice, but also to experience the other cultural events that are happening in Lüneburg, because there's really a lot of things going on, and this is also really nice things they're doing. So the theater in Lüneburg really has great pieces, or there's also nice concerts going on in Lüneburg. And with the semester ticket culture, that's exactly what we're trying to do, to make it more accessible for more people to visit the theater or to visit the museum.
Yes, I think that actually the tickets to the theater, for example, can be sometimes expensive, especially for students.
Absolutely.
So the semester ticket culture really, really gives a lot of students an opportunity to try those things and check those places. And talking about semester ticket culture, I wanted to bounce back to Freikarte, because I think it's kind of related to each other, but could you actually explain us the difference between those two?
Yes, the Freikarte is something that is organized by the city of Hamburg, actually, and it's something we always organize for the first year students. So as a first semester, whether in bachelor or in master, you can get a Freikarte. And with this, in your first semester, so from October to February, you can visit different cultural places in the city of Hamburg. So you can get you can collect these free still available tickets, for example, the opera, different theaters in Hamburg, also the Elbphilharmonie, which is quite nice.
And also, I think Planetarium, right?
Yes, also a lot of different museums, so there's really a lot of opportunities to also experience culture in Hamburg, which is just a half-hour train ride away. And that's the main difference, that it's only for first semester students and that it's for Hamburg and not Lüneburg. And with the semester ticket culture, we have this for every year. So every year that you study here, you can use the semester ticket culture and you can use it to get access to culture in Lüneburg.
Okay, but still, that's really great that we can, even as students of Lüneburg, we can still use this Freikarte opportunities.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so is there actually anything else that you would like to mention?
I would really encourage people to come to Lüneburg to experience this university, to experience the campus, and also absolutely try to get involved in university life, in campus culture, in campus politics, because there's so a lot of things going on here on campus, and I totally can understand that this is overwhelming at first, but your studies at university is like a really special time in your life, I think. And for me, when I speak for me, also, getting involved, I made a lot of new friends, and it's really, you meet really great people and learn a lot of things as well. And this is a really, really great opportunity that, like this, I think never comes again in your life. And that's why, everybody should really try to get involved and should try to, try to experience the things that are going on campus.
Yes, thank you so much. That's really nicely put. And thanks again for all of those advice and the information about ASTA, and good luck with your studies.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify, and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.